You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The cost of living in New Zealand has been one of Kiwi's top reported issues since it topped polls at the end of the COVID lockdowns, prompting the National Party in opposition at the time to declare a cost of living crisis. However, the now National-led government is receiving pushback for reforms of contactless payments that critics say will increase prices. The government says they are removing an annoyance for consumers, but stores say banning their ability to pass on the costs contactless payment fees to consumers will mean that they have to back these fees onto the original price, meaning everyone, not just those paying with contactless, will bear the costs. To learn more about this, I speak to Chief Executive of Retail New Zealand, Caroline Young, about how the government's plans will impact consumers. I want to start off with the perspective of the retail community. From the perspective of a retailer, a shopkeeper, a store manager, what will the scrapping of these fees practically mean?
Well, the surcharge ban, there's a range of things. Firstly, you know, our members have widely told us that they don't agree with the proposed surcharge ban for a number of reasons. One is they believe that the marketplace is working fine now. Retailers have the ability to charge or not to charge a surcharge, and not all retailers do charge. Currently, around 44% of retailers are charging a surcharge. And consumers can have the choice. They can choose to pay by cash, they can pay by FPOS, they can insert a debit card. If they do any of those three things, they don't incur a fee. And if they pay by contactless, they'll incur a fee, and that's widely acknowledged and recognised. So there's no surprises there, and the consumer can also choose to shop at a different store. Very much similar if a business doesn't take cash, you may choose to continue to go to that premises and pay by an electronic transaction, or you may choose to go somewhere else that takes cash. So consumers have choice. As soon as you remove the surcharge, you are removing choice for consumers, because the majority of businesses will put up prices. Then it becomes non-transparent to consumers and everyone suffers. So it means that if you're paying by FPOS or cash, you're paying a higher price and subsidising those that are paying from more expensive models. And it is also a very complex system. One of the things you'll do if you read the regulatory impact statement that was submitted to Cabinet, MB talks about the fact right through the paper that they haven't done any consultation. But they also talk about the fact that the financial payment system, the retail payment system, is the most used financial service in New Zealand. And there's been no consultation about this change. And what we do know is the merchant service fee, which is the fee that retailers pay to have an electronic transaction go through their store, is a very, very complex and difficult system for businesses to understand. So, you know, there's no way that just actually making an announcement without any consultation with people that are using the system, whether it's a bank or whether it's a credit card company or whether it's a different acquirer or whether it's a terminal provider or a retailer or a hospitality business, there are a number of unintended consequences that will happen. And I think the key thing is that we're going to see prices rise, which is the opposite of what government are looking for. They're looking for economic growth. They're looking to temper inflation. Price rises are inflationary, so, you know, straight away they're actually not meeting the needs that they want them to meet.
Speaking to the government's intentions, do you believe this is simply misguided policy? Do you buy the government's logic that they've put out there, or could there be some logic behind this decision, or do you just don't buy it at all?
No, we don't agree with the minister's decision. We're actually meeting with him today to have a further discussion about it. But fundamentally, you know, we're driven by our members, and the research that we've done and the surveys we've had and the consultation we've done with our members, the feedback's overwhelming that they are completely against the surcharge ban because of the fact it takes away choice both for consumers and for retailers.
You talked about that merchant trader fee and these sort of difficult processes that go into this. The adjustment to changing this policy, is that a big process, or is it going to be smaller than you might think?
Yeah, look, it depends. So it depends how it's set up on your system. Some retailers have had specific software built into the terminal to facilitate transactions in their store in a way they want them to happen. Others have taken a off-the-shelf model. So depending on which way you've gone, it can be more complex than others. Whilst it might seem easy just to turn it off, it's not as easy and straightforward as just turning it off for some retailers, because they've put in place some really quite sophisticated solutions.
So it might mess with people's Baroque solutions, their unique ones that they've used, and it's taking away the freedom of businesses to handle this themselves.
Absolutely. And people, when they've put in place a bespoke solution in terms of how the transactions flow through their terminal, they've actually invested thousands of dollars for that to happen. And normally what would happen, as your listeners will be aware, is that that capital cost will be spread out over a number of years. Now, that's not going to happen in these circumstances because obviously the surcharge ban, you know, the Minister and the Prime Minister have indicated that they want to, you know, come into effect almost immediately that the legislation is passed, if it passes. So, yeah. It will be challenging, for sure. I'll just tell you a couple of other things that your listeners may be interested.
Yes.
We completed a survey, and in our submission to government, we included a number of quotes. And one of the constant factors that's come up is that, you know, government's always talking about competition. And one of the things that we know that this will occur is that you're going to have less competition because more and more transactions will go through the Visa and MasterCard switch. So the people that are going to benefit are Visa and MasterCard. They're going to have greater profits than they already have. They're going to embed the duopoly and make that stronger, and it's going to be really hard for fintechs and other parties to come in and disrupt the current system and have an opportunity to, you know, provide different solutions. You know, the Visa and the MasterCard schemes are really big international companies, and they have a lot of resources and technology and behind them that can just dominate the marketplace. And our members are really concerned that it feels like the government's stance is certainly backing international banks and credit card companies over local retailers.
I've also seen it thrown out that part of the logic behind this perhaps is to smooth the point of purchase, to make that a quicker process, which PayWave and contactless was always intended to be, and the removal of these surcharges and fees will make it easier for people who might be a little less responsible with their money to continue that process and increase the rate of transactions, and we know that's good for markets like GDP. Do you believe it could be something like that, or would you not buy that?
Once again, it depends. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all. If you're in a business like a supermarket or the warehouse or a Kmart where you've got a high volume of consumers coming through your store at a rapid rate, you know, speed of transaction is important, and getting people through the till is really important. In smaller stores, you know, customer service is a critical component to retail. And so engaging with your customers and talking to them, and not necessarily, it doesn't have to be an expedient process at the till. So it depends on the model that you're looking at. If you're a smaller store, you need to make sure that you've got a good engagement with your customers. You're going to get them to come back. You'll be asking them about whether they want to sign up to your loyalty program, if they already are a loyalty member. You know, some of the smaller boutiques wrap things really special and all of that sort of thing. It's not necessarily about speed for every store. And I think it's about making sure that you're not thinking that one blanket answer suits everyone, together with the fact that economically we know that the data tells us that people that have a lower income and are more economically disadvantaged as a higher percentage use cash and FPOS, and they will be disadvantaged by prices increasing. So this doesn't help those that are in a more difficult financial position, you know, by removing the surcharge. So I really think there's a lot more work that needs to be done in this, and we are calling for the government to pause their proposed ban.
Caroline Young, thank you very much.
That was Chief Executive of Retail New Zealand, Caroline Young, speaking on the government's plans to ban contactless payment fees that will impact retailers and consumers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.